Congress today is expected to take up President Bush's request for an extra $20 billion to help rebuild the Pentagon, clean up the remains of the World Trade Center, and support additional security measures against more terrorist attacks. Work also continues on a resolution that would authorize the Bush administration to carry out military action under the War Powers Act. In Brussels, the NATO allies promised to stand by the United States in support of possible military action. NPR National Security Correspondent Tom Jolton joins me now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Bob.
Many want military retaliation for terrorist attacks. Is some action imminent?
There's clearly a temptation to react quickly at a time like this, but the military people I've spoken to, Bob, say that imminent action is unlikely for three reasons. First, they don't have good targets yet. You don't want to just strike out blindly at a time like this just for the sake of striking. You want to hit particular things and places, and that means you have to develop a target set, and that's not ready, I'm told. Second, the focus right now is really on the investigation. They're learning a lot, as you've said. They have an abundance of evidence to go through, a lot of leads. Some people have already been detained for questioning. The administration clearly wants to know as much as they can about who exactly was behind this and where it was planned before they hit back. And third, and this is related to the second point, they have to decide exactly how to approach this. To what extent to approach this essentially as a law enforcement action, which means finding who's responsible and making them pay, or whether to approach it as war, which would mean a far more generalized striking back. Because if it's war, as one official told me, your evidentiary standard is lower than what it would be with a law enforcement action, meaning that you wouldn't have to worry so much about having proof that exactly the person you're hitting was behind this particular incident. If you declare war on terrorism generally, then you could just go after terrorists wherever they may be, whatever they may have done. So all of this is being considered right now. But Bob, two things are certain. One, there will be military action, and two, when it comes, it will be major.
So a couple of weeks from now, maybe?
One official told me it could be not just weeks from now, it could actually be months from now. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said yesterday that fighting terrorism requires a sustained and broadly based effort. He said people should not judge the outcome until a sufficient time is passed to address what is clearly a very serious problem. Again, if this is war as opposed to retaliation for these particular attacks, it could be a while before it happens, because the bigger the action, the longer it takes to plan and organize. Remember, it took about 5 months to get ramped up for the Gulf War. The Kosovo operation did not take as long, but the military actually felt a little rushed going into that. Rumsfeld himself has pointed out lately that the Kosovo operation was only about 80% staffed up at the end of it. So I think you can expect something, but it looks like it will be a while.
And it'll be a military strike or in some other form?
There's so many different options that are being considered. As a minimum, it could be sustained airstrikes. But, for example, if the target is Osama bin Laden, the Saudi exile who's suspected of being behind this, and if he's hiding out in Afghanistan, there could be an operation to go get him, to go find him. And considering how unfamiliar that territory is and how hostile it could be, that could actually, going after him, could actually take the form of a ground invasion. So a lot of options are being considered right now.
And NATO's on board.
NATO's on board. Article 5 of the Charter declares that an attack on the United States must be considered an attack against NATO. What the United States has to determine is whether, in fact, this attack on the United States did come from outside the United States. It seems obvious it did. But once that's officially determined, then NATO will be at the side of the United States with the United States.
NPR's Tom Jolton.